HMM vessel damaged in Hormuz blast. A South Korean shipper has secured a vessel to tow a bulk carrier damaged in an explosion and fire in the Strait of Hormuz. The HMM Namu, operated by HMM, suffered the incident on Monday evening, with no casualties reported among its 24 crew members. The cause of the fire will only be confirmed after the vessel is towed back to port and inspected, according to South Korea's foreign ministry. HMM has assured that all crew members are safe and sound. U.S. President Donald Trump blamed the incident on an Iranian attack, while South Korea's foreign ministry said the cause of the fire would only be confirmed after the vessel was towed back to port and inspected. The Panama-flagged ship is expected to arrive in Dubai on Thursday night or Friday morning Seoul time. HMM has assured that all necessary arrangements have been made for the safe towing of the vessel. In a post on social media, Trump said Iran fired shots at a Korean-operated ship and other targets as the U.S. launched its operation to open the strait. He urged South Korea to join the effort. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway that accounts for about a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas supplies. The incident highlights the ongoing tensions between Iran and its regional rivals, with the U.S. seeking to ensure the free flow of energy supplies. South Korea has been cautious about becoming too directly embroiled in the Middle East conflict, but the presidential Blue House said on Tuesday it was reviewing Trump's suggestion that Seoul participate in the plan to free up navigation. The incident underscores the risks associated with shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, which is known for its narrow channels and high traffic volume. The U.S. operation to free up navigation aims to reduce tensions in the region and ensure the stability of global energy supplies. As the situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how the incident will impact the global energy market and the shipping industry as a whole.